Today's Torah portion is not exactly in the center of the Torah, but it's close. And it's a chiasm. It's talking about being holy. And so it says, be holy. And then you got a whole bunch of seemingly random laws. And then it says, be holy again. Turns out that the Ezekiel passage is also a chiasm. And there, the chiasm is, you guys come to inquire of me, I won't be inquired of by you. And then at the end, it says, I won't be inquired of by you. So the whole chapter 20 is also a chiasm. And all the readings today have to do with holiness. Yeshua, when he's talking to his disciples, says, you're going to be different from everybody else. People are going to notice you're different, and they're not going to be happy with you. That sort of goes with the territory of being holy. So what I want to talk about is holiness, what it means, and why this particular chunk of laws is bracketed by the command to be holy. First thing, let's talk about what happens when you forfeit holiness. There's a passage at the end of Ezekiel 20, and I'll read it to you. I'm in Ezekiel 20, 23 through 26. Moreover, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the countries, because they had not obeyed my rules, but had rejected my statutes and profaned my Sabbath. Notice, by the way, that Sabbath is all the way through this. And their eyes were set on their father's idols. Verse 25, moreover, I gave them statutes that were not good and rules by which they could not have life. And I defiled them through their gifts in their offering up all their firstborn that I might devastate them. I did that they might know that I am the Lord. And then the rest of the chiasm, you go down to verse 30. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, will you defile yourselves after the manner of your fathers and go whoring after the detestable things? When you present your gifts and offer up your children in fire, you defile yourselves with all your idols to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, declares the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. What is in your mind shall never happen. The thought, let us be like the nations, like the tribes of the countries, and worship wood and stone. So the whole deal here is God is talking to people in exile. They've come to the prophet and said, we want to inquire. And God says to the prophet, tell them, buzz off. I'm not going to be inquired of by you. And furthermore, one of the reasons that you are here in exile is because I gave you bad laws so that you would collapse. Now, God wouldn't do a thing like that, would he? Yes, he would. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. This is Paul now, after the resurrection. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they might believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So what Ezekiel is saying is the reason you guys are in exile in Babylon is because you went after idols and you started going off the rails. You wouldn't listen to me. So I said, all right, that's the way they're going, and I gave you a push. He's saying the same thing to the church. That's what Thessalonians is. If you start living like the nations and start worshiping idols and so forth, so that you are not following the truth, at some point I'm going to look at you and say, okay, that's what you want. I will give you a push and send you a strong delusion. Holiness, on the other hand, is the antidote to that. Holiness simply means separation or set apart. What God is saying in Leviticus is you guys are not to be like the nations. What Yeshua is saying to his disciples is you guys are not to be like the nations. You're to be separate. What he's saying in Ezekiel, you didn't want to be separate. So there you go. Separation is absolutely fundamental to the creation. At the beginning, of course, God separates light from darkness. He separates the waters, separates day from night, separates male and female. There's all sorts of separation to set up God's kingdom. Humanity fouls that up. So God takes his people and brings them off to one side and says, I want you to be separate. And furthermore, I want your behavior to be separate from the nations. One of the things he says is, you're going into the land. Do not do what the nations do, because if you do, the land will vomit you out as it is about to vomit them out. And this list of regulations, if you will, and by the way, this is where we have love your neighbor as yourself. It also has uniquely love the stranger who is among you. Very different from the rest of the world. So what he's saying is this particular chunk of scripture is sort of the baseline of how do you keep yourselves identically separate from the nations. And that's the reason, by the way, for those laws, many of which are repeated other places and so forth, and many of which are given in much greater detail. So let's talk about where we are today. Everything goes back to the French Revolution, a terrible time. Part of that revolution is they explicitly detached themselves from God. They went out and destroyed the priesthood and so forth. And so the whole thing was a rejection of God and an elevation of human reason. And one of the things that came out of all these humanist philosophers that rose up is the idea that the world can be how we want it to be. And by the way, the apotheosis of that and the end of that is this transgenderism stuff. I can be what I want to be. It doesn't matter what God made me. Now, two terms, elastic and plastic. They're engineering terms, actually, but they're also common terms. Something that is plastic, when you deform it, it holds the deformation. So putty or clay is plastic. So you take putty and you put it on the window and stuff, and it stays there just like you left it. That's plastic. Elastic, you can also deform, but when you turn loose of it, it snaps back. Humanist philosophy thinks that the universe is plastic, which is to say that these deformations that we make and these abominations that we do are perfectly okay because we can shape the universe to our desire. It's all over humanist philosophy. The idea that you can make people anything you want them to be. The idea that people are interchangeable. That, by the way, is where a whole lot of our problems come from, is everybody's interchangeable. So let's just plug them in the way we want to. And that, by the way, is one of the reasons that Boeing can't fly airplanes anymore. Because they say people are interchangeable and we'll just put this person in there. Had some gal, I don't remember what kind of a bureaucrat she is, but she's in charge of airports. And she says, well, what we want is the baggage handler to be able to dream of becoming a pilot. She says this seriously. The point is what she regards humanity as is plastic. We can form them into anything they want and they will stay that way. What God says is, no, my universe is elastic. And what you can do is you can deform it a little bit for a while, but at some point when you turn loose of it, or even before you turn loose of it, or if you stretch it too far, it will snap back. That, by the way, is what makes the cycles of history. Humanity, in their hubris, goes off and tries to adjust the world to their liking as opposed to God's liking. And it works for a while. And then all of a sudden, God's universe snaps back. And that's when you're up to your hips in Babylonians, or the Romans come, or the hordes sweep across Central Asia, or whatever. Things get reset. Oh, wait a minute. Huh. God said we shouldn't have been doing that. And then you have this religious revival that lasts for a while. And the thing that messes up religious revivals is abundance. God tells Israel, I'm going to send you into a land flowing with milk and honey. And oh, by the way, the people who are in there are going to be vomited out by the land because of their behavior. Now, the land is flowing with milk and honey, which indicates to me that the people in that land had abundance. And they regarded everything as being plastic, which means we can do anything we want. We can worship idols. We can do all of this stuff. Look at all this abundance. And all of a sudden, everything snaps back. And, oh, wait a minute, there's no more snacks. What happened? And what happened was you pushed what you thought was a plastic world too far, and the spring snapped back on you. That's what happened. And so what God is telling us with these laws in between, you be holy, is this is sort of the baseline of how you behave in this place where I am giving you, so that you prosper, everything will be well with you, the people around you will look at you and say, wow, what a wise nation that has such wonderful laws, and everything will be wonderful. Well, again, they go into the land and they get their socks blessed off. They get tremendous abundance. And then they start looking around and they say, what do you mean I can't sleep with him or her or it? I mean, that's kind of narrow-minded. And so you wind up then inventing your own philosophy or religion that allows you to do that. That's the nice thing about idols. You can find an idol that lets you do anything you want to do. We don't actually do idols. Now we use philosophy. But it's the same phenomenon. And one of the things that is happening in our society right now is you'll notice things aren't working as well as they did. My poster child here is Boeing doesn't seem anymore to be able to keep an airplane in the sky. Boeing is impossible to work with because Lockheed, for example, it's engineer to engineer, and we solve the problem. When we work with Boeing, it's engineer to finance people and bureaucrats, and they don't understand the problem, but they're the ones that have the authority to solve it, and so it's just a hair pull. And again, the idea here is we have this wonderful giant company that makes the best airplanes in the world. They're sold all over the world. Now, we've got control of this company. And what we're going to do is we're going to mold this company into our own image. And what they're discovering is after having molded the company into their own image, the plane stopped flying. Well, that's not fair. But that's what's going on. The whole point is what the West is living on right now is the abundance that was accumulated by Christian people in Europe and America over hundreds of years. So we have all this abundance. And you now look around and say, those Puritans are no fun. I mean, God's a kind of a killjoy. I really want to do this. And what's now happening, as I said, is the snacks are starting to run out. And the only thing that will get us back is a return to holiness. God tells you, this is how you do it. This is not difficult. He tells you, this is how you do it. Okay? And it's short. I mean, it's like two chapters in Leviticus, right in the middle. It isn't long. It isn't complicated. It's easy. This is how you do it. But the problem is, of course, many, many people don't want to do it. They believe that the universe is plastic and they can shove it into any form they want and everything will be fine and we'll still have plenty of snacks. And what we are starting to discover is that doesn't work. What God specifically says is you will not be like the nations. Remember, that was the end of the Ezekiel passage in Ezekiel 20, starting in verse 31. When you present your gifts and offer up your children to fire, Child sacrifice. Do we do that? I mean, we don't call it that. Well, actually, I'd had a duh moment. Remember old Jeffrey Epstein? You remember that island that he had with the pagan temple? And he was flying people to visit the temple prostitutes. That's what these young women were. And I don't know that they were voluntarily temple prostitutes. They were temple prostitutes. We don't hear anything about young boys in that place. I have no doubt whatsoever that that went on too. And the idea that all of these unaccompanied minors that are flowing into the United States are finding wonderful homes and being adopted by Ozzie and Harriet is absurd. Back to Ezekiel. When you present your gifts and offer up your children in the fire, you defile yourself with all your idols to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, declares the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. In other words, I'm not listening to you when you come and talk to me. You have gotten to the point where I don't want to hear it, is what God is saying there. What is in your mind shall never happen. The thought, let us be like the nations, like the tribes of the countries, and worship wood and stone. To the extent that Israel became like the nations, God sent them bad laws. All right, you want to be like the nations? We'll just push you all the way. To the extent that the church becomes like the culture, Paul says that he will send you a strong delusion. You want to go there? We'll push you along the way. The only thing that will save us is repentance. Repentance means, first off, stop what you're doing. Stop it. And then turn around and go the right direction. So the first thing you got to do is stop it. And then you got to turn around and walk according to the way God tells you to walk. And as I say, it's simple. Two chapters. Anybody can read two chapters. We just don't want to do it. So as you go out, recognize what's happening. And when you see things going wrong, as you will, more and more, as the universe starts to snap back into the shape that God wants it in, as opposed to the plastic that we've tried to push it into, you might let people know that the reason that's happening is we aren't doing what God wants us to do. And Yeshua says, by the way, that they'll laugh at you and they'll hate you and everything else. So get used to that. That's part of the gig. So Yeshua says, just like Ezekiel says, just like Moses said, when you behave and act separately, the rest of the world is not going to love you. But that's your job.